You're listening to Unraveled, The Hope of Coming Undone by Tiffany Bethman. Published by Silo Creek Publishing. Narrated by Tiffany Bethman. The Need for Unraveling. Tears of disbelief streamed down my face as I pulled into the parking lot of Walgreens. I quickly purchased a pregnancy test that would determine whether the impossible had occurred. This could never happen to me. I was convinced of it. Sure enough, those two pink lines stared back at me. Seemingly as shocked as I was, what have I done? To this day, those lines are etched in my memory, paving a road of sorrow. I felt so alone. The darkness in my heart and numbness in my mind tore me apart. I longed for comfort, and anger ran through my veins. I felt like I was cast out in the cold with only the whispers of condemnation blowing through my mind. I had my whole life ahead of me. I was going to do great things, and now all those dreams would be thrown in the garbage along with my reputation. I had all the hormones of a teenager, plus the raging emotions of a pregnant lady. How could I, a 16-year-old with a broken brain, have a child? How could I provide for and raise a responsible adult when I can't even vote? How would I weather the storm? As my mind and heart dove deeper into despair, I cried out to God with the only prayer I could muster. God, I know you said I'm not alone, but I feel like I'm shipwrecked and a castaway. The decisions I faced over the next several months were some of the scariest of my life. During that pregnancy, God gently led me and unraveled me for his glory. My life forever changed course that day. Those two pink lines appeared. Those lines represented the beginning of my messy, beautiful unraveling. We all unravel. To unravel is to disengage or separate the threads of, to disentangle, to cause to come apart by, or as if by separating the threads of, to resolve the intricacies, the complexities, or the obscurities of, to clear up. I don't know about you, but I've asked God for clarity so many times in my life. I've needed him to clear up some of the crazy complexities and absurdities of life so that I could come to a mental resolve as to why I had to endure hardships. The way unravel has defined itself in my life is the very reason I felt led to share this book, this study with others, because I've been there. I knew I could help answer the big questions we ask. Why God? Why me? Isn't there an easier way? Even deeper. I know what it's like to ask the bigger, scarier questions like, if you loved me, why are you allowing these things to happen to me? I see unraveling as coming to the end of ourselves and meeting God there. It's a simple definition, one that's easier said than done. The problem with the concept of unraveling is simple too. We just don't want to. We live in a world and a culture where we desire comfort to the point that we will do whatever it takes to achieve it. We want to be known and loved. At the same time, we cover and we mask the underlying truths about ourselves. Deep down, we are uncomfortable. We try to camouflage our messy lives by looking and appearing as though we fit right in. We go on fancy trips, partake in dirty pleasures, indulge in food and drink, and adopt culture's popular traps. We are masters of appearances and failure of honesty. We hustle to present our lives as though we have it all together, with facades that look and feel impressive on the surface. However, before we truly have a beautiful, woven life, we must allow God to unravel us. We have to allow God to undo us in order to remake us, to deconstruct us in order to rebuild us. Most of us are all about the second half of our stories. We'd love to be remade and rebuilt, to be better than before. But we want to take the shortcut and push the easy button. We're a society with a my way, right away mentality. But that isn't how things happen in God's society. We can't leapfrog our way to the end. The journey, the bumps, the stumbles, these are all part of the unraveling process. This is what it takes to form us into the person God created us to be. Unraveling isn't fun. But it's not the end of the story. Buckle up for this ride. Unraveling is a journey. While you might not see the end right now, only the darkness is around you, rest assured that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?